There you are now. A bit of Liam Gallagher, Wall of Glass on Today FM. It's Thursday. It's one of my favourite things to do. It's time for a bit of this. Okay, well, it is time now for my favourite part of the week. And what a busy week it's been with Porter's Pamper Party and the Tato Takeover on the way. But of course, it is Celeb versus Pleb, where we pit one of our fabulous listeners against a celebrity from our phone book. We've had the likes of Jack Whitehall, Keith Duffy, Dustin the Turkey, PJ Gallagher, Dunica O'Callaghan, Donald Skeen. 30 seconds quickfire general knowledge questions. One is thrown in for each contestant on their specialist topic. And who is our mystery celeb, I hear you say today? Well, she is the best thing to come out of Leitrim since their first set of traffic lights. It's none other than comedian, actress, and I would argue, dancer as well as singer. It's Catherine Lynch.
Hello, everybody. I'm ready to be lambasted.
No. It's not that kind of show, Catherine. How are you?
Oh, no, really. I was promised a lambasting.
You're looking fantastic.
Thank you very much.
We know each other years.
Yeah, we do, actually.
And we've always got on. And you remember
I am Al's mother. Sheila Sheik is.
That one, yeah, Sheila Sheik from Tala is.
We're both from Tala at one stage.
Just scumbag with the bumbag. Will Sheila Sheik ever come back? Probably not.
Oh, I don't know. I'll bring her back on some level. I'm getting a one woman show together. So, she will have to come back. But maybe she's going to just progress. Maybe like all the other comedians now, that she has like a social edge or something like that. She might. Sheila's soapbox. Wouldn't that be good?
I'd like to see. Write that down. Yeah. Is what people don't know about you is that you're a TV producer as well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. We have a new show in the making, actually. It's called Salon Confidential. So I was out
I've heard about this with all the hairdressers. Yeah. Because hairdressers have the best. They're like taxi drivers, only maybe slightly camper. But they have the best gossip.
They do. And like, I don't know what it is, but the minute you touch somebody's head, they start telling you their life story. I used to be a hairdresser. I was a hairdresser.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, I was a hairdresser before I became a whatever I am.
Were you a trained hairdresser?
Trained hairdresser. I had my own hair salon called Shampoo Planet and loved it.
Where was Shampoo Planet?
It was behind Stephen's Green Shopping Centre.
Okay.
There used to be...
Where the joke shop is now.
Yeah, well, maybe. I cut all the wigs. Yeah. But it's behind Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, and it used to be called the Flea Market, which is a really bad name for a hairdresser in a flea market. But it was called Shampoo Planet, and I was ahead of my time. I kind of had a hipster vibe going on where I had all organic products and all that sort of stuff.
Despite being so sweethearted, you are going to play Miss Hannigan in Annie this Christmas.
Tickets are out now, June the 30th.
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
It's a great musical.
It's a dream come true for me because my first love is musical theatre, and I never thought I'd get a chance to do it. And Miss Hannigan is possibly one of the best parts for
a female. But you know, it's got comedy for you, it's got singing, it's got dancing. I'm sure it's going to be a great success. Would you like to know who you're going to be playing against?
Yes.
Catherine, this is Gary Paul from Dublin. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Al, how are you? How's it going?
I'm very good, Gary. Are you familiar with Catherine Lynch's oeuvre, with her work?
I am. I'm a fan of Catherine's, yeah.
Well, say hello to Catherine
thank
there.
Thank you.
Hello, Catherine, how are you?
Hiya, Gary. Where are you from?
I'm from Dublin. I'm from Drimna.
Oh, lovely. I love a bit of Drimna.
Oh, thanks. Please be gentle.
How do you fancy your chances today, Gary?
I'm reasonably confident.
Okay.
I'm confident for you too.
What do you do for yourself, just out of matter of interest?
I do a lot of security work, so I kind of do like concert security and kind of in-house security and just so kind of everywhere. Like I could be in Crow Park.
Have you ever thrown myself an owl out of a nightclub?
I wanted to, but no.
You are both, I assume, very nervous, and we should start the quiz. So we've chosen your specialist topic for you. Catherine Lynch's is the lovely Leitrim. She knows very much about Leitrim, I assume. And Gary, for you, it is international superband U2. So Gary, I'm going to give you a head start.
Okay.
Because what I am going to do is I'm going to let Catherine go first. Catherine, are you ready?
Yes.
Tell me when to start the clock.
Start the clock.
Here we go. What is the capital of France?
Paris.
Your sternum is also known as what?
Your breastbone.
How many counties border the County Leitrim?
Five.
Who won RTÉ's Dancing with the Stars?
I did.
Biddy and Miley were characters in which 80s TV show?
Glen Rowe.
Limousine and Jersey are types of what animal?
Cows.
Who sings the hits Poker Face and Bad Romance?
Lady Gaga.
Rory McIlroy is famous for which sport?
Golf.
Who is the current James Bond?
Al Porter.
Less 007 and more. Ooh, seven. Mm. Oh my God, Catherine Lynch, you got a whopping 7 correct.
Oh, fantastic.
She's going to be gentle.
Oh my God. Catherine, that was very competitive of you.
Was it?
All right, Gary, are you ready?
Not now. Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go. Granard is in which Irish county?
No idea.
In which city would you find the Trevi Fountain?
Paris.
Jon Snow is a character in which fantasy TV series?
Game of Thrones.
Which U2 album celebrates its 30th anniversary this year?
Joshua Tree.
Robert Downey Jr. plays which character?
Iron Man.
Mary Lou MacDonald is a member of which political party?
Sinn Féin.
In which county does the electric picnic take place?
Stradbally, County Leash.
Biryani and Jal Frazee are types
Indian.
Of what?
The
clock is still going. Piglet and Eeyore are friends of what cartoon bear?
Winnie the Pooh.
What is the last letter in the alphabet?
Z.
Catherine Lynch has two big...
thingies.
You better phone a friend.
There's a musical with Miss Hannigan and a little red-haired girl and a dog that Catherine Lynch is going to... Yeah, there we go. Has he won yet, Pam? Oh, that means you're the winner! Hey, you got a whopping 10!
Oh, Jesus, that's better than I thought I'd do.
Congratulations, Grimna.
Well done you, Gary. That means that you are winning a pair of tickets to Passenger in the Ivy Gardens on Friday the 23rd of July.
Brilliant.
Anything to say to Catherine in her defeat?
Catherine, you played a really good game.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's not good enough.
And, well, I have a good pair of eyes.
Oh, sorry. That was
eyes
my next
was the answer.
Answer.
Yeah, so that was wrong. Sorry about that, Gary.
Okay.
And by the way, the Trevi Fountain is in Rome and Granard is
in
Longford, just to let you
know. It's Granard, not Granard.
Oh, right, Granard.
He's very posh. Granard. I'm from Granard.
I'm from Tallaght. All right, talk to you later, Gary.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye, bye. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Intensive rehearsals to get into now, or we wait?
Absolutely,
a while for
can't
it?
Wait to learn little girls. And did I say that the tickets are out on the 30th of June?
Yes, you did indeed. Now, if you did it for Ryan Tubridy, you'll do it for me, won't you?
Of course.
If we just do it together, will we?
What are we going to do?
Let's do Raglan Road. Will we just?
Oh my God!
Bit, just a little bit, Catherine. Okay.
You do it with me, are you?
Okay, I'll join in.
Okay. On Raglan Road, on an autumn's day, I saw her first and knew. Take it away, Al.
That her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. We should go
to Azza. Up your bio.